Chris McNulty, commiserations. What are your reflections on the game and the run in the competition as a whole, really?
Yeah, I suppose on the game, you know, one thing I wanted us to do today was to sort of do ourselves justice and leave with no regrets. And, like, unfortunately, we're going to be going back to Donegal this evening with a lot of regrets. You know, we didn't showcase what we're about enough. I mean, that's taking nothing away from Terranure Rangers. They're an absolutely fantastic side, and there's no question that the best side on the day won it. They're an exceptional team, exceptionally coached, exceptionally well put together. And, you know, in regards to that, you know, good luck to them. They've won today and won damn well.
Yeah, and just, you must be so proud of your team getting previous best of the semi-final last year. Like, what can you say about the players and how far they've gotten this year and where they've brought the club, really?
I mean, for a team to come out of, like, where we're coming from in Donegal and to get here to national final, like male and female at senior level, Donegal football teams over the years, I mean, this doesn't happen too often. You know, we do have to be proud of ourselves, but I suppose at the same time, you know, we didn't want to be going up the road with, you know, a moral victory. But look, in time, you know, in a week or two's time, we'll look back on this and say, yeah, look, we've done exceptionally well to get to the final, and we've brought a good crowd down with us. The club have backed us so well over the last few weeks, and, you know, there's a brilliant buzz leading into this final. And I suppose one thing I'll say, you know, we can't sort of just let this now draw a line and this be the end of it. We have to kind of lick our wounds from this and kick on and find something to go again and close these gaps now that we're there today.